We're talking about TWA Flight 800, which left New York City last night at about 8:30 from JFK en route to Paris. About 15 minutes into the flight, residents here on Long Island say they heard two explosions sounding somewhat like fireworks and looked up in the sky and saw something that resembled a fireball. Many of them called authorities. By the time authorities got here, they found the wreckage of this plane, a Boeing 747-100, in the ocean.
Today, an historical event which remains shrouded in mystery and controversy. The tragic downing of TWA Flight 800 27 years ago today on July 17, 1996. We'll explore evidence linking the crash to terrorism, the subsequent governmental response, and the nagging unanswered questions that linger. I'm Robert Child, and this Point of the Spear. Coming up at the end of the month, I speak with renowned New York Times bestselling author Dick Russell to delve into the fascinating life and remarkable journey of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as explored in Russell's latest book, The Real RFK Jr., Trials of a Truth Warrior.
We need to do something different as a country and bring this divided country together. And that's the reason he told me at one point he was going to run, is because he didn't see any other candidate that was going to be able to, as he puts it, heal the divide.
The episode releases Friday, July 28th, right here on Point of the Spear. On the evening of July 17th, 1996, TWA Flight 800, a Boeing 747-100, took off from John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York City, bound for Paris, France. Tragically, just 12 minutes into its flight, the aircraft exploded and crashed into the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Long Island, killing all 230 passengers and crew on board. The world was left stunned, searching for answers.
Every time I saw a personal item that came to mind, there were a lot of kids' shoes, lots of shoes, still laced. And to see kids' shoes, sandals, they didn't know what hit them, I'm sure. And it just, it's hard to talk about it. I saw what I thought could be either the captain or one of the crew's jackets. It was a blue blazer, gold buttons, and that was floating along. It's an eerie scene.
We've seen an inflated life preserver in the water with a beacon flashing. We would hope somebody was in it, and we thought somebody was in it, but we found that there was nobody in it, but it was a secured life preserver. I mean, somebody put it on, they clipped it on. It was flashing, it was inflated. Somebody prepared for the crash.
The immediate aftermath of the crash left investigators with a daunting task: to determine the cause of the explosion. The official investigation was conducted by the National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB.
We're about to go into the forensic stage of this investigation. These things take time, but I'm very, very confident that we will, as I said last night, get to the bottom of this. We will know what happened on that airplane, whether it's 24 hours from now or if it's a week from now, I don't know, but we will know what did happen. If it is a terrorist event, we then have the challenge to find out who the perpetrators were, who the cowards were that did this, as we do in all these other investigations. And I guarantee you that the resources of the FBI, all of federal law enforcement and the great law enforcement team we have at every level will be used on that investigation.
Initially, investigators considered various possibilities, including mechanical failure or an accidental explosion. However, as evidence began to emerge, a different and more chilling narrative took shape. Numerous eyewitnesses reported seeing a streak of light ascending toward the aircraft just before the explosion. These accounts were supported by radar data showing a sudden increase in speed and altitude, consistent with a missile strike.
I'd like to say a few words about the crash last night. First, on behalf of the American people, I want to say to the families of the passengers of Flight 100, we are well aware that only the passage of time, the love of your family, and faith in God can ease your pain. But America stands with you. Our thoughts, our prayers have been with you through the night, and they will be with you in the days to come. We do not know what caused this tragedy. I want to say that again. We do not know, as of this moment, what caused this tragedy.
As the investigation continued, the FBI joined forces with the NTSB to explore alternative explanations. This collaboration led to the examination of various scenarios, including the possibility of a surface-to-air missile. Despite extensive efforts, no conclusive evidence was found to support this theory. However, it failed to silence those who believe in the missile hypothesis. Another aspect that fueled the controversy was the involvement of the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA. Reports emerged suggesting that the CIA had conducted a secret operation in the area on the night of the incident. Some speculated that this covert activity might have played a role in the tragedy, raising questions about a potential cover-up. While eyewitness reports seemed to indicate a missile strike, identifying the culprits behind such an attack was a complex task. The government investigation led to intense scrutiny of international terrorism networks and intelligence agencies around the world. As the pieces of the puzzle started to come together, a crucial lead emerged. Investigators discovered traces of explosive material on the wreckage, specifically on the right side of the forward cargo area. The composition of the explosive residue matched that of military-grade explosives. This revelation not only pointed towards a deliberate act, but also raised alarming questions about the involvement of terrorist organizations. If confirmed, it meant that Flight 800 had become an unfortunate casualty in a global battle against terror. To date, no global terrorist organization has claimed responsibility for the downing of TWA Flight 800. The NTSB concluded, after a four-year investigation, that the cause was an explosion of flammable fuel vapors in the center fuel tank, apparently triggered by a spark from a short circuit in the wiring. In the years since that conclusion, independent investigators, journalists, and even former NTSB officials have raised doubts about the official explanation. Some argue that the initial investigation had overlooked crucial evidence, such as the traces of explosive residue found on the wreckage. Many remain convinced that a bomb or a missile caused the disaster, leading to the subsequent explosion of the fuel tank. Today, more than two decades later, the downing of TWA Flight 800 remains an enigma, with several unanswered questions lingering. Why were the eyewitness accounts seemingly dismissed by the official investigation? Was there indeed a missile strike or a terrorist act involved? What was the true extent of the CIA's involvement, if any? The search for answers continues, fueled by the persistence of the victims' families and dedicated researchers who refuse to accept the official explanation. Some have called for the reopening of the investigation, hoping that advancements in technology and new evidence may shed light on the true cause of the tragedy that happened 27 years ago today. As we conclude this episode, it's important to remember the lives lost in the downing of TWA Flight 800. Our thoughts are with their families and loved ones who continue to seek the truth and closure. I'm Robert Child, and this has been Point of the Spear.
Point of the Spear is produced by RSC Media Group.